Greetings. This is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Let's talk about strategy some more. At Design Intelligence, we're convinced that now, more than ever, is the time for firms to invest meaningfully and well in authentic strategic planning. The uncertainty about the length of this current trying period will cast doubts our way. But we will emerge from this sometime in the first half of 2021. Will you have a transformative plan in place to execute against once we're all back up and running? It seems counterintuitive to invest during a deep and disruptive economic downturn. We're more inclined to play it safe, sit on whatever cash we still have, and hopefully weather the storm. Well, it's exactly the opposite that will yield leap-forward progress. Most are inclined to jump and or run, or jump into the fray when things threaten to undo us. Leaping headlong into a fire without a plan just might burn you. We're impatient when it comes to planning. We want to make things happen. Go, go, go. I understand. Several years ago, I was privileged to work on a team with a group of both active and retired military officers. Our mission was global in nature, and our diverse talents made for a compelling inventory of true expertise. It was in this fellowship of leaders I came to understand the essential value of strategic planning, and not as a thing or event, but as a way of being. We had to accomplish a series of critical engagements across multiple locations, domestically and internationally. The time frames were compressed, and there was a pressure unlike any other initiatives I had been in before. Each of the engagements made for an interdependent network of targeted outcomes. Said another way, it was like concurrent dominoes from multiple directions dropping in a defined order, yet crossing paths to trigger the overall pattern of envisioned outcomes. We burnt through stacks of flip chart paper, dried up boxes and boxes of black markers, and on multiple occasions fell into the swirl of overcomplexities. Being relatively new to this level of planning, I was the impatient one. I was regularly telling the team, we just had to get to it, go do it, make things happen. Well, they'd smile, shake their heads, and go on with their planning. Frankly, I was fed up with what I thought seemed like over-planning, an exercise in analysis paralysis. Well, after several weeks of this back and forth, one day, on a Wednesday afternoon in May, I'll never forget it, the senior leader in the room suddenly said to us all, please find a seat, and let's put some grease on this squeaking wheel over there, as they all looked at me. The senior leader began with a slow and steady delivery of why their way of planning was necessary. Having been trained as military planners, where the stakes always involved human life, they took their craft seriously. Strategic planning was not understood as a perfunctory duty, but rather as natural as breathing air. They focused planning around objectives and risks, and each part was rehearsed over and over again to ensure no blind spots would be overlooked. Eventually, this way of strategic planning sunk in for me, and I adopted the care and attention they stood for. They had a saying, spend 80% of your time in planning, and the effort will only take another 20%. Well, this was not to be understood literally, but figuratively. The point was made. The more time and attention that went into planning, the risk of failure and delay would be mitigated. If you need help with envisioning a transformative future and designing an actionable strategic plan to realize that vision, then reach out to us. If we can come alongside you to make it happen, we'd be honored to do so. If not us, then find someone whom you can rely upon and get to it. Now is the time to invest in the future. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.